Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Chair, I think one of the most measures to be taken is to the enhanced effectiveness of the follow-up mechanism to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action is enhancement of the multilateralism. We believe that the colonialism is the clear symbol of the unilateralism during the last century. But returning to the unilateralism is the foreshadows that jeopardize the international community and force it with different challenges. Unilateralism measures, including the UCM, is one of the obstacles to the implementation of the DDPA. It should not come as a surprise that unilateralism has driven xenophobia, racism, and anti-immigration sentiment across the globe. Multilateralism, therefore, is one of the significant achievements of the thousands of years of the humans being example, and we think that we need to preserve multilateralism if we value the United Nations system founded on the sovereignty, equality, and the cooperation of all states, and which is underpinned by the United Nations Charter. We need to preserve multilateralism if we want to maintain our common goals and the needs to the security, peace, and development. We believe that Durban Declaration and Program of Action and its follow-up mechanism can be threatened by the dangerous manifestation and policy and conduct if the people will discriminate and demonized because of their nationality, color, race, and the religion. So we think that the only remedy for ending the wholesale and the systematic violation of human rights and international human rights is that multilateralism that caused by the unilateralism in point of our world. Thank you, Mr. Chair.